of Life Coaches. It's Rebecca McLean. And in this recording, we're going to be going over putting together and facilitating a Circle of Life retreat. There's a half-day format, a full day, and a two-day format. So to locate where this is so you have the paper in front of you, those of you who took a training since January 2008, if you look in your training manual, on the after the first tab, Facilitate the Circle of Life Process, you'll go to page 59, and after 59, there'll be an orange sheet of paper, and you'll see a Circle of Life Coach Training Manual 2008 upgrade, and then you'll find page 5, and it says Circle of Life, half day, full day, 2 day retreat format option. The Circle of Life is ideal for a retreat. This really helps a person to remove themselves from the roles that they play in their work and the roles they play in their family, to step out of the stimulation, the stresses, the demands of the external and the outer world, and to have scheduled time just to focus on oneself. Through the different processes of the Circle of Life, the mind-body practices and the visualizations, the assessment and looking at one's strengths, the readiness for change, and the real clarification of what is an intention, what are goals, and what are strategies of how to move forward, as well as accessing the wisdom of the group. And having this done in several hours really helps people to become aware in ways that they haven't been aware of, again, because of the just everyday busyness of life. So retreat really helps people to really spend that quality time, and then to have the options of follow-up, which you will offer to your participants, is there's the follow-up of one-to-one sessions or group sessions following this retreat. It's best if you can create an environment that is really conducive to peace and well-being and beauty and energy, fresh energy. So if you can do it in a setting that has some natural environment or access to a natural environment, something that has some beauty to it, that's great. And sometimes we are not able to do that. We're doing it in a hotel room with no windows. But you can always create an environment with flowers or good aromatherapy spray, or music is always an environmental creator, so you can have something really fun and energizing and getting people dancing and moving, as well as something really relaxing and quieting. Sometimes I bring a few of my own lamps so that it's not fluorescent lights on people all day long. So again, encouraging you to just make the atmosphere comfortable, bring cushions, make sure the chairs are comfortable, because the more comfortable and relaxed people can be, the more benefit they'll get. And encouraging people to go outside if it's weather permitting, to get fresh air, even if it's a little cool out, just to get the fresh air during breaks to keep people revitalized. Alrighty, so let's turn to page 5. We're going to go over the half-day retreat option, which is about 3.5 to 4 hours. Here we say, use the pre and post self-evaluations. Please contact us if you would like to use those. They should be posted on the website. And it really applies to certain populations, so please do contact us. And it can take about 15 minutes to do it, so we want to be adapting the time frame if you're going to use those. Next, you'll go right into the introduction, and everything here is pretty self-explanatory. But you can adjust these minutes to adding or deleting or adapting it to whatever you need. The half-day retreat, I scheduled things pretty closely to how long they take to do. And I really encourage you all to do the half-day retreat or the two-day retreat. If you do the full-day retreat, it can leave people a little overwhelmed. You want people to come in, have 3.5 to 4 hours is a lot of time for people to be focusing on all these different processes. And you want people to leave refreshed or inspired to be opening up and feeling good and energized, rather than, oh wow, that was like, I feel wiped out, I've been processed I've been overprocessed. And also, you want to encourage people to have a good taste, a good feeling, so they want to come to the follow-up sessions, which are really wonderful to have the group sessions meet by phone or in person, or to see you individually as a coach. If you have the opportunity to do it 2 days, that's great. You can do it the next day after they've had an afternoon and evening, and then come back to another half-day retreat, like a second day, or maybe it's another weekend, or maybe it's a month later, whatever. But again, the half-day is the best to start with. So let's go down the line here and prep the pre and post self-evaluations. Contact us if you would like to do that. It takes an additional probably 15 minutes altogether to execute that, to give them the assessment, the evaluations, the pre, and for you to get that all together. So between, 10 and 15 minutes, and let us know if it's appropriate for you to be doing that. It's also could be really good for your business or your work to have these evaluations to show the benefits and the metrics of the program. Okay, it's pretty self-explanatory. The half-day retreat, I kept the time frames in pretty much the time that it takes to execute it, but please feel free to adapt it to whatever works for you. It's not so important that you get all these things done. It's just important that eventually these things happen. And the main thing is you're getting people together to start dropping into awareness of what they want in their life, noticing their strengths, and then moving forward in some way. So even though there's these different processes, if there's something you need to drop or let go of or change, feel free to do that. So basically, it's pretty self-explanatory. Let's go to 948. It says, walk through the participant guidebook. For some reason, you're not able to get guidebooks or it's not appropriate for the group you're working with, then just use the handouts that are on the Coach Tools page or in the back of your training manual. So if you turn your sheet over to page 6, there's an option for filling out the Circle of Life assessments prior to the retreat. Now, sometimes you know who's going to be at your retreat, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're providing a program for an organization, and you don't know who's going to attend. Other times, you have access to emails, or you know who's going to be there, and you can either email them the attached circle with instructions, and I'll be going over that in another recording, or you can hand them to them, mail them to them. So if you'd like them to do it prior to the retreat, it just frees up about 15 minutes to do that. Or if you feel like it'd be more fun to color with everyone, then you choose what you'd like to do. Again, everything's pretty self-explanatory. Then taking a break for 15 minutes, I encourage you to have real healthy snacks. Moving down to the readiness for change, I've wrote down how long it takes for these processes. Then you end at 11:20 with a partner exercise. Instead of doing the blueprint for change, you have them write down one thing they're going to move forward in, one action step they're going to move forward in the area that they chose to work on, or anything that would be giving them some kind of self-care. And you can give me examples like one of your steps can be a 2-minute mind body practice, or I'm going to get a schedule a massage, or I'm going to drink one more glass of water, some way that they're moving forward. And then they just partner up just for a minute, moving people right along and staying on their index card. When am I going to take that step? And what isn't, when am I going to take it? So after you have done that, doing a guided imagery. And I encourage you, again, in retreats to have pillows and blankets. So either encourage people to bring a little blanket or something to cover over them, or if they want to lay down, it's really nice to have a carpeted room. And if there's any pillows, people can bring a pillow. You can have that as part of the requirement, bring a pillow and a blanket. Because it's really nice that people can lay down and really relax their spine when they're doing the visualization, or at least be comfortable in the chair they're in. So again, that's another prep that you can do to make it more comfortable and to be able to turn off the lights. That's why I bring a lamp sometimes, because I want to have a little bit of light. If you can turn them down so there's just a little bit of light, that'd be great. Okay, then you take your break, bathroom, keeping people moving right along, having some kind of little bell or gong or something to keep people literally on track, and then give them a homework assignment to read part two. That's in the second part of their guidebook. Again, if they don't have guidebooks, then you wouldn't do that. And then to hand them a copy of the Blueprint for Change, a blank copy that they can do at home. And you can give them the instructions and have them fill that out for the next session, whether the next session is part two of your retreat, if you're going to do a two-day retreat, or you know, the next day you're going to be working with them. You could have them fill that out before they come back to the second day. Or you can have them fill that out to be doing some kind of follow-up again in a group that you're providing after the retreat or one-to-one sessions. And some people may choose not to do any of those, but they're going to fill out this Blueprint for Change anyway. And then you would have them just give them instructions. There's an instruction sheet in your handout, in your trainer's manual, as well as an email attachment. And you can go over it briefly. And then again, at the end, it's always good to talk about what's one thing you've learned from our time together. If you have more than eight people, just ask for three or four volunteers. And if you have a small group, you can ask everyone. And then to discuss how you're going to follow up sessions, it's really good to have a couple options ready, what you're going to do for your group follow-up. But you can also give these other options as listed here. You can, you know, meet by phone, you can do one-on-one, you can meet in person 1 to 2 hours, etc. And you can have people come together as a circle. I don't know if you're in a corporation, if that might be too corny, but if it's not too corny, then get people in a circle and put on some kind of, you know, revving victory, you know, encouraging, inspiring music to exit with, and maybe just do a big clap and, you know, clap around and look at each other and say, hey, cool, or a victory cry, or a yahoo, or a dance, or having their hands clasped together and just reaching up and making a woohoo, whatever you want to do, whatever you're comfortable with. And sometimes you think people don't really like that, or they might think it's weird, but actually it's really, we really like to celebrate. We like to make sounds. People like to have fun and be cheering and positive. So sometimes you have to be the sacred fool. That's what I do. It's my full-time job. So feel free to do something that's encouraging to leave on a good, happy note. Then lunch, you can provide it on site, which is nice if you can do that, or you can go out for lunch. That's also fun. Or if it's really time to close, people are going to be meeting again for the next day, or it's really more appropriate for them to leave. It's the time that you have at the place is up and it's time to go. Whatever works out, and there's options for some different things you could do. Again, filling out the circle beforehand, or you could start earlier, or just add or delete however you please. And if you turn to the next page on 8, we finish with the full day retreat. So the max would be an hour and a half. If you do any longer than that, the people will be so toasted they won't ever want to see you again. And we want to leave people feeling like they want to continue with this process. So if you do the full day retreat, come in with really energizing practices. Dance, move, step outside, bounce around. Something really where they're getting their circulation going. And you would have them fill out their Blueprint for Change, and you would do it in a very, try to do that as quickly as possible. Not quickly as possible, but not too long, not 25 minutes. Try to make it between 15 and 20 minutes max. Then you would have them, it shows you here on at 3:05, you'd have a group exercise where you'd have them break up into groups of three, and you would demonstrate, okay, now I'm in your group. I'm going to read through my blueprint, everything, all the way down to my action steps and my mind-body practice, and I want to discuss this challenge or challenges with my group. And they just have a discussion. They each have 12 minutes. You're the timekeeper, so at 12 minutes, you gong your bell or your chime or whatever sound that you have, or just your own voice, and say, okay, let's do a stand up and do a mind-body practice, that they stretch. Have them stretch and stand up, and just for a minute, take a deep breath, drink some water, and then the next person. And that will be it. And so you have completed a half-day retreat. This is a fabulous way to launch a Circle of Life coaching practice. You get paid for the retreat, and then you have the possibility of people following up with you both as group participants, one-on-one. So they have a good experience. You get paid already. Whether they decide to continue or not, you've already, again, had a job where you've gotten paid and people have had a good experience. So they may partake of your services at this point in time, which you want to have ready to go, or in the future. They may want to see you in the future, or maybe you come back and do another part two another time. So let's move to the second day retreat, the two-day retreat. That's on page 9. And this can be done, again, mornings, afternoons. This example here is in the afternoon. I recommend that you have the participants fill out their blueprint for change before coming to the second day of the retreat. So let's say you did the first half-day retreat in the morning the day before, or the afternoon the day before they come to the retreat, to have them fill out their blueprint for change. And you can give them the instructions. If they have their guidebook, they can be looking at that. If they don't have their guidebook, you can give them, again, the handout with the instructions, both in your training manual and on the Coach Tools page. That way, that takes a time for them to kind of sit with it and be with it. Then, if they haven't, make it again 15-minute to 20-minute process, reminding people they can work on it later in a more refined form. And you'll be doing that, and that's one of the values of continuing with you, is that it keeps changing and refining as we live our lives. We start becoming aware, oh, I need to change this, or this is what I really want. That intention really wasn't clear, or I'm changing my goal. So it's really good for people to be reminded that this is like the first level, and the best is when they can continue it that in the future to get the real results. So then you take a break, you demonstrate 205's this group process exercise. Again, break them up into groups of four. Each person has 12 to 14 minutes reading through their blueprint, getting support, and deciding and declaring their action steps. And you'll just demo that process. Then moving down the sheet to 320, other weekend or retreat ideas. So depending on the participants, depending on the nature of your group, you can have presenters, or you can do activities or exercises that would be beneficial or educational or inspiring or helping people to be resourced or helping them to become more aware or tune into themselves. So you could have guest speakers, and you could talk about anything from health practitioners to how to psychologically work with yourself, or how to communicate and work with conflict, or how to work with your finances. You could have somebody who talks about that. You could have an exercise that pertains to the topic of interest of your group. So if you have a group that's working on work and career and life purpose, you may want to do something like the Passion Test, which is a book you can buy that has a list of questions to help people to tap into their real passion. What do they really feel like they're here for on planet Earth? You can create a vision board. And there's other exercises that help you tap into your intuition, or there's personality tests, or there's tests for, you know, what's the best work situation and how to work with your coworkers. These exercises help people to tap into greater awareness, especially when they're working with their intentions and goals. It helps to access more inner knowing or inner resources. Also, you can create a vision board where people kind of have a visual picture of what they're creating, so they have that vision affirmation to look at every day. You can do some kind of activity that indoors or outdoor that's led by some kind of movement instructor, like Tai Chi, Qigong, dance. There's something called Nia, where it's kind of an emotional, spiritual, physical movement, or yoga, or you can go on a nature walk or be led in a meditation. I also have prayers or hands-on healings, blessings, any kind of rituals or ceremonies. Because myself and the other coaches have often worked with people with cancer or some kind of challenge that's really, they're really wanting to have a blessing. They can be in the middle of the room and we put hands on them or say a prayer. Or sometimes we have to even touch the person, give like a little massage or healing touch. So, or any kind of ceremony, cleansing, blowing bubbles, burning some of your things that are bothering you, doing some kind of, any kind of ritual. And there's lots of rituals, and you can look that up in many books about rituals. Or having a book that they're reading, or time to journal, asking some questions, some coaching questions, and I'll talk about that in another recording, but a coaching question like, what is giving you vitality, energy, life force? Make a list. What's draining, depleting, distracting your life force? Make another list. So helping people to become aware. So there's lots of exercises and lots of good questions to leave people with, a coaching question, and they can be answering that. Then ending with the intention ritual, which is fabulous for anchoring in the process. The person is writing down their intention and their affirmation. They're stating it out loud, so it's witnessed by this rest of the circle, the members of the circle, the other participants. Then they've got their touchstone and a color that they're expressing and relating to. And then they're lighting their candle to illuminate their intention and affirmation. So the whole process really helps to integrate in all the senses, a way of really completing the retreat and completing the process, as well as they have the candle to light when they go home to continue that ritual. And then closing, if you want to do like, again, a yahoo or happy dance or just a quiet goodbye, whatever you feel. So I'm closing now. We've completed the retreat formats, and I will be talking about marketing on another recording. So I'll be saying goodbye for now. Thank you, and I wish you radiant well-being. So thank you and bye for now. Okay, looking on top of this sheet, the two-day retreat. Day two, this can be in the morning or the afternoon. This example is the afternoon. And a highly recommended option, if it's possible, is to have your participants fill out their blueprint for change before coming to the second day of the retreat. So let's say they came in the morning on Saturday for like 3 hours or 3.5 hours or 4 hours, and then they're coming to the second part maybe Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. Between those times, if they could take 20 minutes or 25 minutes to fill out their blueprint for change, that would be really wonderful to have that ready to go. You can give them instructions, which are in your, you have, again, either a hard copy or a PDF that you can print out and hand them with a blank copy of the Blueprint for Change so they have instructions. If they don't have a guidebook, they just have to do the best they can with it. And there's a little guide sheet that you can give them in case they really aren't able to have a guidebook. But I really, if they're going to do a two-day retreat, I highly recommend they have a guidebook, because then they can be looking at it between the first and second session. Otherwise, you can fill out the Blueprint for Change during this session. Either way is great. Now, if we could look down at 3:20, it says other weekend or retreat ideas. So if you have a group that has maybe a common goal or a common theme, you could have a guest speaker that they're interested in. You could take a vote and say, here are some options. Would you like to have a presenter? Perhaps it was a work group and they need needed some tools for communication and conflict resolution or stress management. You could have somebody present on that. Or perhaps you are running a cancer support group and that group would like to know some alternative therapies that they could be utilizing as well as their medical treatment. Maybe you have somebody who uses traditional Chinese medicine who specializes with cancer patients, talking about acupuncture and herbs and nutrition. Or you could have somebody who teaches stress management or hypnosis. Or if you're working with young people, you might have some different interactive processes that you do with them that's more fun and that they, maybe somebody leads in that and you bring them in, who kind of specializes, helps kids with self-esteem and life choices and confidence and mind-body practices so they handle stress in their life. Or you could do something more artistic, more kind of right brain, where you're making a collage where you have people bring in magazines and you supply cardboard and people bring in their scissors, magazines, and glue sticks. And you create a collage, like a treasure map of the life that you want to create. So you have kind of a visual affirmation of what you're wanting to create. And that's fun. Another option is to bring in an artist who is comfortable or who has led people who are not artists in some kind of creative activity that's easy to do, but also fun or brings out kind of the child in them. They could do, you know, coloring a mandala or creating a mandala or making a treasure box or some kind of activity that, again, is just kind of brings another part of that person out that they don't normally get to do. So it's nice to bring out the whole person in these experiences because we're working on talking and writing, and we want to bring out the right brain and left brain and the whole person, the child self, the wise person, and different activities help to activate that. And so we'd like to have a lot of exercises and activities where people are dropping into different aspects of their being. So as we continue down this list, you could have a counselor who could share some tools for how to work with your emotional self or your psychological self, some self-care tools, ways to manage your feelings, which I think is something that we really don't know enough of, and maybe some exercises or some tools to teach or educate and leave some tools or some skills and have the participants interact, ask questions about that, and see how they might go around and do a sharing about how they might integrate it. You could just have people who volunteer that. You don't have to make everyone speak because sometimes people aren't comfortable with that. So any kind of person that comes in and gives some education, leaves some skills or tools and some thoughts, or leaves in an exercise again to access people's inner self is very powerful. You can also go outdoors. Nature is always wonderful, like a nature walk and, you know, silent observation of nature for a while. Or you could do some Qigong or yoga and have somebody lead in that outdoors and just partake of a beautiful day. It's always good to access nature. Or you could do something, of course, this would be just particular groups, but to lead in a prayer circle where, you know, we could take turns going around the circle and just putting our hands towards that person, sending them healing energy or a blessing or a silent prayer or a prayer that we all share together, or any kind of ritual or ceremony. And often the group will come up with ideas for that. Or you can do dancing. You can dance your intentions. You can put on different music and imagine that you're just bringing your dance. Your dance is bringing in your intention. Also, you could have a question, like a coaching question, that you give to the group. So the group has a common question that they take some time to meditate on. Maybe they take a walk, or they ride in a journal, or they go outside, or they do something where they take a little few minutes to tune into a question. It could be any kind of question, like, what is giving you joy in your life right now? Or what's draining your energy? What's giving you energy and what's draining your energy? Make a list on the left-hand side, everything that's giving you energy. Make a line down the middle, everything that's draining your energy, just to become aware. Or it could be, what gives you a feeling of connection to your authentic self? Or if you had a magic wand, what would you create for yourself in your life right now? Or what are you needing to let go of? You know, any of these kinds of questions can help bring up awareness for people, and then they can come back and share that if they're comfortable with that. Again, this always applies to the group. You have to tune into the group. Or maybe they have a book that they're reading or a chapter that they're reading, and they're going to be discussing that. So these are all different ideas, and I know that each of your coaches are creative people, but you can draw on any of these ideas. They've been successful with lots and lots of groups, and to connect with the other coaches also, because the other coaches are very creative and they have all kinds of ideas. Alrighty then, in conclusion, we have concluded the Circle of Life retreat formats. I hope you got some great ideas, and I encourage you to use your own creativity as you're designing your Circle of Life retreat. Because the Circle of Life can be delivered in the retreat format, it is such a popular program to give a retreat. Again, a retreat can stand alone, have a one-day program, a two-day program. It also can be a catalyst for your ongoing groups, the follow-up sessions, again by phone and in person, as well as one-to-one coaching. So it's a great way for you to make income, make a lot of good connections, serve people, have fun, and enjoy all the different processes that are involved in the Circle of Life. So I wish you well-being, prosperity, fun, joy, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.